You're listening to Connecting Faith, and we always appreciate the opportunity to connect with Leith Anderson on every other Wednesday opportunity to discuss the church, faith, culture. Leith serves as president of the National Association of Evangelicals and was a longtime pastor at Wooddale Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and has authored a number of books. And we look forward to talking with him. Ted, it's always good when we get the chance to to talk about, you know, issues of the day and other questions that we've been saving up.
That's right, yeah. And one of the first questions I know you wanted to ask him about tied into our just previous interview with Skye Jathani, right?
Yeah, just, you know, Skye talked a little bit about, you know, some of the challenges in the maybe the church world today. That's, I mean, it's 500 years since the Reformation, but maybe there's still some institutional issues of the church today. So, Leith, it's good to talk with you again, but maybe talk a bit about, as president of the NAE, do you try and help churches make sure that the focus is on the gospel and not maybe the enterprise of church today?
Well, I'm not much of a critic of churches. I think the churches are kind of like all of us, you know, full of real people that share in faults and sins. And I just see all the time the presence and the power of Jesus Christ in church around the world. Oh, you talk about enterprise. I've got to be clear. That's a rental car company, right? Well, how you use the word, actually. You know, I think enterprise actually just means a project, a challenge that's difficult. And in some ways, that's sort of a good description of the church. You know, my experiences of churches, there's about 400,000 churches in the United States. Half of them have less than 75 people on a Sunday morning. Only 5% have more than 250. And I think that they are really trying hard, really faithful. Challenges galore, including how they pay their bills and their mortgage and their pastor and all of those things. But, you know, what's most important is that we understand that churches and pastors and people are aligned with Jesus Christ, and He is the one that is behind everything that's going on. You know, in the New Testament, for example, that they faced their challenges, and they were whether you should eat meat offered to idols, or whether Gentiles could become Christians, and which books should go in the Bible. And we don't deal with those issues today. Today, I think we deal more with polarized politics and religious freedom and addictions to cocaine and Facebook or wherever people's addictions are. So, you know, our prayer and our practice is how to be truly Christian in our time. And I think there are a lot of churches that are really doing well at this.
It's pretty interesting. And, you know, you think about the perception of the church in today's culture, Leith. In fact, pastor is the profession. It used to be one of the most respected in polls that were taken, among with doctors and other, you know, prominent professions right up there. But that's not so much anymore, it seems. Does that tell us something about pastors or about our culture, maybe about polls even?
Yeah, which poll do you believe, and how's the question asked? And I'm a guy with a degree in sociology, and I think sometimes it depends on how the pollster asks the question. You know, according to one poll, 1/4 of Americans think that the sun goes around the earth. or you talk to people. I was talking to a lady from Canada, and she said, "Where are you from?" I said, "From Minnesota." And she said, "Is that next to Texas?" I said, "No, it's next to Canada where you live. You should know this." So there's a lot of things that people, you know, they just answer questions and they just really don't know. Recent polls show firefighters and soldiers right up at the top of the list. And previous generations, actually during the Vietnam War, soldiers were at the bottom of the list. And, you know, Billy Graham used to top the list as one of the most respected people in America. And next year he's going to be 100 years old, and most younger Americans have probably never heard of him. So I think we'd probably be better off if we'd skip the polls and just focus on the people around us. It's, you know, it's Neil and Ted, it's like, who is the teacher who changed your life, even if nobody else remembers her? And who is the nurse or the doctor who saved a family member? Who's the pastor who introduced you to Jesus and taught you the Bible? Because probably the very best of our generation and culture, they're not going to be famous. They're not. Nobody's going to know who they are more than 100 miles away. In fact, Jesus, in his time on earth, never traveled more than 90 miles, and yet he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he changed eternity. So maybe get our minds off the polls and focus on the people that are really doing the right thing.
Well, you know, speaking of, I guess, highly rated, if we think about what's going on, what Washington and seems like the whole nation, certainly the media is embroiled in about, you know, what's happening with Russian meddling in the election process, and you know, who's paying off who. And but it, there is a sense where the president, the Congress, have maybe weakened our attitude, the dignity of the office. Is there an appropriate way for Christians to speak out about, you know, this kind of maybe devaluing of these public institutions?
As Christians, we need to start with the Bible, not with a political party affiliation. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we're facing, because it's what is your first allegiance? And my first allegiance is to Jesus Christ and the Scripture. It's not to any political formulation. Yeah, these are challenging times, but, you know, there have always been challenging times. The country has been polarized. People have done difficult things in the past, and some I've read about and some I'm old enough to remember. And the challenge here is whether or not, as Christians, we are so drawn into this that we lose our emphasis on the gospel, and especially our emphasis on the hope of Jesus Christ. And the hope of Jesus Christ is not an American hope. It's, you know, God so loved the world. It's the hope for everyone. So we should pray for our country. We're called upon to do that. And we need to trust God that he'll bless us and get us through what is a difficult episode right now.
We're enjoying our every other week conversation with Leif Anderson here on Connecting Faith. He's the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. And in this new month of November, Leif, churches are having an emphasis on the persecuted church with the day of prayer. How should we pray, or what should we pray for on behalf of our fellow believers who are suffering in the faith and for the faith?
Well, there are a lot of them. It kind of breaks my heart. I was recently in a meeting where there was this expert on religious liberty, and actually, he's kind of critical of religious liberty in the United States. And I said to him in front of everybody, I said, okay, if you rate the countries of the world, what's the number one country that has religious freedom? And he came right back, the United States, after he'd been critical. And that tells us that we have a level of religious freedom and non-persecution that other people, just about everybody else in the world, doesn't have. So we have a responsibility to care and to pray. And I think, on the one hand, we can just have a blanket prayer for everybody that's persecuted, and some, it's to the point of losing their families, losing their lives. I think we're better off if we could focus in on one or two places, certain people. I mean, consider Nepal, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and increasingly India. And most churches in the United States belong to denominations, and many of our denominations, especially our evangelical denominations, they have millions more members overseas than in the United States. So they're the ones in our own network that are often persecuted. So I would suggest that somebody go to your own denomination's website, or talk to your pastor, or call the headquarters and find out who specifically you can pray for in your own church network.
It would make such a difference. And I know there's opportunities this weekend and really throughout the month to be praying for the persecuted church. And we should make it a daily habit, not just a one Sunday a year thing. You know, another focus going on this month has been for many years a National Adoption Month in November. You know, folks in the family and other ministries point out, you know, if we divide the number of foster children and those orphans by the number of churches, that, you know, if churches got engaged, it could really make a difference. Just say a bit about maybe adoption, foster care. Does NAE work in that area? And how can we maybe address this issue and make a difference?
Well, NAE doesn't directly work with adoptions, but some of the adoption agencies, including some of the largest in the country, are actually our member organizations. Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs started with the need for foster parents in Colorado and has been amazing, absolutely amazing. I just love what they've done. And churches and Christians have stepped up, loved children into their homes in significant numbers. And the more that can spread and more Christians and churches can step up, how good that is. We do need to understand that this isn't, you know, it's not usually simple. My own family members have become foster parents and adoptive parents, and it can be a long and complicated, challenging journey. But the place to begin is just find out, you know, sort of ask around, how can you help? Maybe begin with something that's short-term or join a group. And churches, especially churches, they are just ideal organizations for setting up the systems that will connect families and children who need homes and need love.
Well, and it reminds us, too, that churches can really play a key part in supporting those that are that are, you know, taking in foster kids or, you know, pursuing adoption, that there's a lot of opportunities for us to just come alongside and help out in a variety of ways.
You know, Jesus really cared about children, and blessed is the church, and blessed are the Christians who step up for the children that maybe nobody else wants.
Good word. Leith Anderson joining us today, president of the National Association of Evangelicals and a longtime pastor. He's an author and speaker and travels regularly, and we're just honored to connect with him today. Leith, thank you for your encouragement and your insights today, and blessings to you as you continue to travel and speak.
Thank you, Neil and Ted.